Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Anise is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back, I should say. She's been with us many times before. She's a member of our Brain Trust. She is an expert in gender issues, especially how the differences between how men lead and how women lead, how they think about leadership, how they execute when they're in the leadership positions. And she is the author of Same Words, Different Language, which I love that title. And the newest book she has, which she co-authored with Michael Gurian, is called Leadership and the Sexes. And she's our good friend, Barbara Anise. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. It's a privilege.
Okay, so as I said in the introduction, men and women want, you know, they look at an ultimate goal, an ultimate objective.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's the goal. They want to be at the top of the Olympic podium, right? They want the gold. Both of them want the same thing. When they hold it in their hand, they know it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
But they both go about achieving that in a different way, don't they?
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, what's very interesting to me every time I work with businesses is that what women value versus what men value in terms of achieving the goal seems to be different, right? So men are very focused on getting to the destination. Let's just get there, get it done,
straight line,
and move on, right?
Straight line, right?
Exactly. And for women, you know, the journey is as important and sometimes even more important than the destination.
Is it because they like the journey, or is it just that they feel that the journey is what's going to get them there?
Well, the journey has to be a good journey. It has to be an inclusive journey. People have to get along, etc. But there are some brain-based differences as well in terms of women have more connections to their emotional centers and they tend to internalize things more.
Yeah.
Men tend to externalize things. So that's why the journey becomes more important, is women have that intuition and that sense of what's going on, the mood, and the, you know, so the journey is.
But you know, sometimes, but Barbara, I'm going to push back on you just a little bit.
Please.
Because sometimes women think that they're intuitive about something, and the truth is they're just oversensitive. And I don't mean that. I mean that I do not mean that in any way as a negative comment. I mean, sometimes women think that they're intuitive about something that actually they're being oversensitive about it.
There is a common trap that women fall into. One of the traps is that they tend to overread a situation.
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Because we internalize things. And a very simple way that I always do when I speak to women, I say, you know, how many of you women have ever said to a man, what are you thinking? And they automatically says, nothing. And I say, it's actually possible for men to think about nothing. And they start laughing, thinking that that's absolutely a silly idea, right?
Right.
But men and women distress differently. And it's easier for men just to kind of tune out, you know, get the remote control or whatever. And for women, they think that when men say nothing, they say, oh, he's hiding something, or
right,
he's
mad at me, what did I do?
Exactly.
Well, there's another thing there, and this is a little thing that my wife and I have with each other, and that is, you know, something like, well, it wasn't what you said, it's how you said it. Well, you know what, I didn't mean anything by how I said it, I just said it.
Right.
But she read something into that that wasn't there, and that's what I meant by, you know, sometimes the women's intuition can be their own undoing.
Yeah, I often say to women, there's equal learning for both men and women. We always think that it's men that don't get it about gender differences,
yes,
right? But there's actually equal learning for women once they understand really the fact that it's you know, it's pretty simple.
Wait a minute, Barbara, you got it. You didn't actually finish you didn't actually give the guys the payday there. You didn't pay us off there.
What do you mean?
You said sometimes we think that men don't get it. Yes. But she didn't. But she, I thought you were going to say, but actually, sometimes women don't get it. But you didn't actually finish that. You meant
no,
to.
I said there's
you
people
meant to, though,
from men and women, right?
Would yeah. No. I need thing? You to. Barbara, I need you to say it.
Sometimes women don't get.
Thank
it.
You.
How's that, Jim?
Okay, I appreciate
okay.
it. All right, now let's go ahead.
Okay.
I feel better now.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the workplace, what I find interesting is that women tend to fall into what I call the micromanaging. You know, in terms
yeah.
of really, really. Because they're so focused on the journey and the process, you know, they get very detail-oriented. And sometimes you need to make the distinction between what's important and not urgent and what's important and urgent. And often we coach women into really making sure that distinction. Otherwise, you can get very overwhelmed,
yeah.
you know, in seeing everything. Because there's so many things that women see. Even, you know, when you walk home into your own
right.
home
right.
and you look at all the different things that, you know, because that's kind of the line of sight that we have,
mm-hmm.
and often men miss that.
We've been watching the Olympics. Have you watched the Olympics?
Yes.
I love it. I love the Olympics. Olympians are my favorite, among my favorite, they're my heroes. And all countries, I don't care what sport, I don't care what country they're from, they're wonderful. And we've been watching some of that, and so a couple of quick stories. Last night I was watching curling. Have you been watching any of the curling?
No.
It's fascinating. You got to watch this, Barbara. You got to go back and try to find some of this. There's men curling and then there's women's curling.
Yes.
And you know what curling is, where they throw the rock down the shuffleboard ice thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know curling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was this one case where the women's team of some country, Canada maybe, I don't know what. They were taking a long time to make a decision about how to make a shot. And the announcer, this guy says, I think they've got too much information going on here. And I said to my wife, he doesn't get it. These women, there can't be too much information.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And tell the ladies I'm not being mean when I say that.
Well, but if you could take it into a meeting, right, in a meeting room and... You know, men will tend to have an agenda, you know, three or four things on a bullet, on a piece of paper, you know, that they want to cover.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was in a meeting recently. There was one man and four women, very, very, you know, high-powered women.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, out of Washington, D.C., very, very high potential leader.
Right.
High-powered leader. And he came in with the agenda, and he just sat there you know, for the first 20 minutes and watched the conversation. And it was a 30-minute meeting. We walked out exactly, you know, 29 minutes, so a minute to spare, right? And he turned to me and said, "What happened?" And I said, and I said, "Well, what do you think happened?" He said, "Well, everything got decided on. Everything." And he said, "But I don't know how. You know, because I had this, you know, four-bullet page, and yet they were, not only did it get decided on, but it got elaborated on."
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. Quick break. Right back, folks. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, my blog is there as well. And by the way, the blog is about today is about the 350 project and some thoughts I have on that and how you can be involved in saving Main Street one little transaction at a time. So I hope you'll check that out. And, of course, we got lots and lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Barbara Anise is our guest. She is the co-author of Leadership and the Sexes. Barbara, tell us how we can find you and your books.
You can either Google me or go on www.baainc.com.
Baainc.com.
Yep.
All right, so check that out. And the books are available wherever books are sold.
That's right.
I'm sure. All right. So Barbara, we were having some fun with the difference in the sexes a minute ago, difference in the genders and the way they communicate, the way they think about solving problems, how they go about reaching a goal and all that. And you said something to me off the air I want you to repeat about a détente attitude, I think, that we should have with each other. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I want to say that we end up misinterpreting each other for our differences. So you gave an example when you were watching the Olympics with your wife, right?
Oh, yeah. What I said, folks, was that I backed up an event at the Olympics that just blew me away what this person did. Maybe it was a woman's incredible physical feat that she performed. And I'd say, honey, look at watch this, look at this. And she'd say, is she still wearing that same, outfit? Now,
exactly.
I'm gonna catch it for that one because she didn't, that isn't always what happens. But a lot of times she'll say, one of the first things she'll say is something with regard to to what she's wearing or he's
the
wearing.
Colors, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, uniform, what uniform?
That's right. Because you were noticing the spatial act, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what I was saying to you in terms of response is that, you know, when we really understand the differences, and if I can really stand in your shoes and you stand in my shoes and really understand those, we stop misinterpreting. I often say in workshops and coaching, understanding means there's nothing to forgive.
Say that again, please. This is going to be on the test, folks.
Understanding means there's nothing to forgive.
Understanding means there's nothing to forgive. I like that. Yeah. Go ahead,
so if we, and one aha moment for a lot of people, if we look at divorce, you know, the number one reason for divorce is the failure to communicate.
Right.
Right? And if you look at divorce rate, I don't know if you know this, but first marriages actually have the lowest percentage of divorce.
Uh-huh.
It's between 45 to 50. Second marriage is 70 or 72% in the U.S. And guess what third marriages are?
Probably smaller.
Higher.
Oh, really? 80.
Yeah, 80. So we got to get this right.
I meant more. You're saying that there's a higher incidence of divorce.
Exactly, 80%.
In those. Yeah.
So we go from 45 to 50 to up to 80 in three marriages. So we need to fix this.
So we don't seem to be learning anything about communicating, is what you're saying,
exactly.
Barbara.
Exactly.
What's wrong? What's the problem? Why can't we do this? Of course, you know, Barbara, I've said many times, the problem with humanity is the humans.
Well, I mean, we assume that their personality style. So we attribute, so if Jim does things a certain way, we attribute to Jim versus really understand that there are some fundamental differences between men and women and boys and girls,
right,
that we need to honor and understand and actually see as a strength in differences, right?
See, that's one of the great things about my wife. She recognizes that I am a guy.
Yeah.
And that some of the behavior that she actually is able to differentiate between things that she doesn't like about me that's about Jim and the things that she doesn't like about me that's because I'm a guy.
Right.
And that helps us.
Well, it gives her freedom.
I'm always thankful to her for that.
Yeah.
So all right, so how do we benefit from all this knowledge in the marketplace, in the workplace?
Well, I mean, I think that you need to think about what motivates men and women at work, right? And we talked about the journey and the destination, but you also need to think about what causes men to leave the workplace versus what causes women to leave. And often the assumption is that women leave because of work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to challenge that assumption.
What do you think they do?
It doesn't mean that they don't have that challenge, but what causes women to vote with their feet is that they don't feel valued.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that with both sexes?
Well,
the research shows. I think the research shows that the research doesn't seem to differentiate between male or female on that.
Well, the difference is how you measure valued.
Ah.
Right. So men measure valued, and I'm just working with a company who has a very low score on recognition. Right. So we asked the men, "What do you mean by recognition versus the women?"
Right.
And the women say, "I want more feedback. You know, I want more informal feedback. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, be able to, you know, have my boss say I do a great job." And if the male boss say, you know, if it isn't broken, why fix it, right?
Right.
So I'm not going to really tell you unless it's broken, right? Which is completely the opposite way to approach women,
mm-hmm,
right? Because women have breakthroughs through validation, right? And men, their value in terms of this recognition piece is, you know, do I progress in my career and am I getting, you know, recognized in terms of money?
We've done a lot of work on this show about recognition, but I don't think anybody's ever pointed out the fact that we need to think about the men, the genders differently in how we recognize them. You're saying we've got to differentiate the way we recognize men from the way we recognize women.
And I'm not saying women don't want the career and the promotion and the bonus, but there's this added piece, you know, about women just want more feedback.
Very interesting, folks. This is a... Barbara, we've got to come back and talk to us some more about this. I think we're onto something here. Will you come back real soon? Let's talk about this some
Absolutely,
more.
Absolutely, Jim.
Thank you. Barbara Anise, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. The book is called Leadership in the Sexes, available wherever books are sold. We'll get Barbara back real soon and talk some more about this. Quick break. Stay with me. Important stuff after these messages. Stay with us. What's good?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.